صلی اللہ سبحان اللہ صلی اللہ سبحان اللہ صلی اللہ.
Qurbani is a very noble deed regarding which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ma amil ibn Adam yawm an-nahri 'amalan ahabbu ila Allah 'azza wa jalla min ihraqi damin, wa innahu la ya'ti yawm al-qiyamati bi quruniha wa adlafiha wa ash'ariha, wa inna ad-dama la yaqa'u min Allah 'azza wa jalla bi makanin qabla an yaqa'a 'ala al-ard fatibu biha nafsa." There is nothing dearer to Allah during the days of sacrifice than the sacrificing of animals. The sacrificed animal shall come on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, hairs, and hooves. The sacrifice is accepted by Allah before the blood touches the ground. Therefore, sacrifice with an open and a happy heart. However, it is said that today Qurbani, and especially the slaughter of cows, is done for excitement and entertainment. Do we even consider that a life is being taken? In today's documentary, Morana Kara spoke to Morana Adil, the Amir of Emfa, with regards to the etiquette of slaughtering.
Morana, let's talk about the animal prior to slaughtering. How should the animal be treated? The cow. We're talking about cattle. How should the animal be treated before slaughter?
Before I try and answer this question, I just would like to read out for you a caption which I've read in Imam Ghazali rahimahullah's kitab, in which he states how we treat animals is a reflection of the state of our guidance. Proper treatment reflects proper guidance. Improper treatment reflects misguidance.
Okay.
Any treatment that violates the sacred law is not merely a legal or moral wrong. It desecrates the creation and profoundness of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
These are very, very deep words of Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, which we need to take into cognizance when we are dealing with these animals. And we need to remember, as a Mawlana, that Qurbani is a great and meritorious ibadah. Qurbani is not there for our entertainment. And Qurbani is not there to entertain the children for the day.
Yeah.
This is an ibadah wherein Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to see how we're willing to sacrifice to our Creator so that we may gain closeness and qurbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
So, Mawlana, in this kitab of Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he has written a few obligatory issues on how to look after these animals. And in here he writes that it is obligatory for the owner to provide fodder for his animals since their lives are inviolable. Meaning that when we have possession of these animals, Mawlana, it is now when these animals are with us, then it is our responsibility that we see to their food and to their water.
Definitely.
They should always be proper, clean water for them, and we should always have a feed with them so that they do not starve and they do not go hungry.
Okay.
The place where they are kept, Mawlana, the place has to be kept clean and in a hygienic manner. You know, you don't leave the place all muddy and dirty where when they walk, the entire hooves now sink into the ground.
Mm.
And it's admission for them to try and take another step forward or a step backwards. So we need to provide for them clean water, proper food, and to ensure that where they are kept in a manner or in a place which is conducive to their living.
He says it is very important that we avoid giving stress to the animal.
How important is it for us to avoid giving stress to the animal, and what are some of the factors that actually lead to the animal being stressed?
You know, Mawlana, it's a very, very, very beautiful question that you've posed, and we're going to take a little bit of time to just elaborate on this, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead, Mawlana.
And Mawlana, we are not referring to any specific trader, any specific person that does Qurbani, but these are just our observances that we have noted over the years. You know, Mawlana, many a times, a lot of people say that, you know, from the smell of the meat, they get there's a peculiar smell of the meat.
Yeah, yeah.
There are many reasons that the vets and those in meat hygiene have explained to us why there are reasons. And among the reasons that they have stated is when an animal is stressed out prior to slaughter. And this is one of the causes where we find that because there isn't the blood flow, that natural blood flow, that the animal was so stressed that you get that peculiar smell out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we have noticed, one that on the day of Eid, there's so much of excitement, you know, prior to slaughter. And as they are bringing that animal, you know, into the masbaha, into the place of slaughter, and you'll find it is a whole line of people on either side. And, you know, there's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
People are screaming, people are shouting. And then, you know, you've got two or three guys that are trying to usher this animal into this small little confined place so that it doesn't come out, you know. And then you've got people on the side with railings that are poking it with a stick on the right, and somebody poking the animal on the stick on the left. And, you know, that animal now doesn't know what to do, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how animal now starts to stress out. And as an animal is brought into this place of, to the masbaha, into the place of slaughter, you know, you hear vulgarity, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala save us, you know. But this has become so common nowadays. But, you know, you hear vituperative language. And, you know, in that excitement of it all, the people are using derogatory words and stuff like that. This one is screaming this side, and this one is screaming on the other side. And that poor animal doesn't know what is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And as this animal is now brought closer and closer in, you know, we find that everybody now wants to get to what they call, you know, in inverted commas, the excite part.
Yeah.
And on another day, we desecrate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's men there, there's women there. And then you see everybody's cell phones are taken out. Everybody is now video cameraing. Everybody's taking pictures. And, you know, husband and wife want to slot it together simultaneously. And the poor man doesn't have any place to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Room to slot down. So this all builds up with anxiety in the animal. And this is what we need to try and avoid.
Definitely.
Now, having explained the importance of not allowing one seeing another animal being slaughtered, Maulana then explained the Sunnah method of slaughter.
Maulana, critics claim that our slaughtering method is cruel, but we know that the Shari'i method places great emphasis on minimizing an animal's suffering. With regards to the Sunnah method of Qurbani, what is the Sunnah method of slaughtering the animal?
Maulana, it is Sunnah to face the kibla at the time of slaughtering. When slaughtering or prior to slaughter, make sure that your knife is extremely sharp. Don't come with a kitchen knife. Come with a decent knife with a good handle and a good blade. And go to one of these brothers that do this knife sharpening and who have experience with knives, and ask them to check your knife before slaughter. They will be able to guide you whether your knife is good enough or it's not good enough. You can't use a 10-centimeter blade for something to slaughter a bull. You need a decent sized blade. Many a times I've personally witnessed this. It just prior to slaughter, you know, when they got that animal into the masbaha and is ready to be slaughtered, and somebody will say, "Could you sharpen the knife?" And the brother will say, "Oh, let me just sharpen it quickly." Don't do that. Ensure that before the animal is brought to the masbaha, the knife is sharp already. At the time of slaughter, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, which is wajib. Place the knife in line with the ears on the neck at 3 strokes.
Okay.
Not 33 strokes,
okay.
3 strokes, ensure that all the arteries cut have been severed off properly.
Okay. In other words, the artery is the jugular vein and the windpipe in one single cut on the first attempt.
You know, a lot of people use the shoulder. Don't use the shoulder, use your wrist.
Okay.
And you'll see it will work in magic, inshallah. After slaughter, there is absolutely no need to take a small knife or a pocket knife and then go and look for the spinal cord and go and snap it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do those type of things. It is completely makruh to do this type of thing. The animal goes to excruciating amount of pain when you do those type of things.
Yeah.
And allow the animal to bleed out naturally. According to many of the veterinarians and researchers, for cattle, it will be between 12 and 15 minutes.
Correct.
So let it bleed out nicely.
Okay.
And I've noticed many places, after they slaughter, they put water.
I was about to ask you, Maulana, this causes great pain to the animal.
Undoubtedly, you know, Maulana, we cut on our finger, and then, you know, we normally run to the chest, and we run our finger under the water. And we say, you know, in Gujarati, it's chechere, it's burning.
Yes.
So the same thing for the animal. So just allow naturally for it to bleed out. Once the animal is completely cold, then if you want to wash out the neck, you may do so, no problem. But try and avoid doing those type of things.
Sallallahu Subhanallah.